The Book of Philippians, Philippim, Chapter 1. Shaul and Timotheos, servants of Yeshua Messiah, to all the set-apart ones in Messiah Yeshua, who are in Philippi, with the overseers and attendants, favor to you and peace from Elohim our Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah. I thank my Elohim in all my remembrance of you, in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy for your fellowship in the good news from the first day until now, being persuaded of this, that he who has begun a good work in you shall perfect it until the day of Yeshua Messiah. It is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, all of you being sharers of the favor with me, both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the good news. For Elohim is my witness, how I long for you with all the affection of Yeshua Messiah. And this I pray, that your love might extend more and more in knowledge and all discernment, for you to examine the matters that differ, in order to be sincere, not stumbling, until the day of Messiah, being filled with the fruit of righteousness through Yeshua Messiah to the esteem and praise of Elohim. And I wish you to know, brothers, that what has befallen me has turned out for the advancement of the good news, so that it has become known to all the palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Messiah. And most of the brothers, trusting in the Master because of my chains, are much more bold to fearlessly speak the word. Some indeed proclaim Messiah, even from envy and strife, but some also out of pleasure. The former announce Messiah from selfish ambition, not sincerely, thinking to add distress to my chains, but the latter out of love, knowing that I am appointed for the defense of the good news. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Messiah is announced. And in this I rejoice. In fact, I shall rejoice, for I know that this shall turn out for my deliverance, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Yeshua Messiah, according to my intense longing and anticipation, that I shall not be ashamed at all, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Messiah shall be made great in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Messiah, and to die is gain. And if to live in the flesh it is to me a fruit of work, then what shall I choose? I do not know. For I am pressed down by the two, having a desire to depart and be with the Messiah, which is much better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for your sake. And being persuaded of this, I know that I shall stay and continue with you all for your progress and joy of belief, so that your boasting might overflow in Yeshua Messiah on account of me through my coming to you again. Only behave yourselves worthily of the good news of Messiah, in order that whether I come and see you or am absent, I hear about you, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one being, striving together for the belief of the good news, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose, which to them truly is proof of destruction, but to you of deliverance, and that from Elohim. Because to you it has been given as a favor, on behalf of Messiah, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same struggle which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. Chapter 2. If then there is any encouragement in Messiah, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, having the same love, one in being and of purpose, doing none at all through selfishness or self-conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each one should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. For let this mind be in you, which was also in Messiah Yeshua, who, being in the form of Elohim, did not regard equality with Elohim a matter to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and came to be in the likeness of men. And having been found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, death even of a stake. Elohim, therefore, has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Yeshua every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Yeshua Messiah is Master, to the esteem of Elohim the Father, so that my beloved, as you always obeyed not only in my presence, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own deliverance with fear and trembling. For it is Elohim who is working in you, both to desire and to work for his good pleasure. Do all matters without grumbling and disputings, in order that you be blameless and faultless, children of Elohim without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding on to the word of life. For a boast to me in the day of Messiah, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. In fact, even if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the offering and service of your belief, I am glad and rejoice with you all. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Master Yeshua to send Timotheos to you shortly, so that I too am encouraged by news from you. For I have no one else of the same mind who takes genuine interest in your welfare, for all seek their own interests, not those of Messiah Yeshua. But you know that he has proven himself that as a son with his father, he served with me for the good news. So I expect to send him as soon as I see how it goes with me. And I trust in the Master that I myself shall also come shortly. But I thought it necessary to send you to Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, and your emissary and servant to my need, since he was longing for you all, and being troubled because you had heard that he was sick, for indeed he was sick, near to death. But Elohim had compassion on him, and not only on him, but on me as well, lest I should have sadness upon sadness. Therefore I sent him more eagerly, so that on seeing him again you might rejoice and I be less sad. Receive him, therefore, in the Master with all joy, and hold such as he is in esteem, because for the work of Messiah he was near death, risking his life, to fill up what was lacking in your service towards me. Chapter 3. For the rest, my brothers, rejoice in Yahuwah. To write the same matters to you is truly no trouble to me, and for you it is safe. Look out for dogs, look out for the evil workers, look out for the mutilation, for we are the circumcision who are serving Elohim in the Spirit, and boasting in Messiah Yeshua, and do not trust in the flesh. Though I too might have trust in the flesh, if anyone else thinks to trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, according to Torah, a Pharisee, according to ardor, persecuting the assembly, according to righteousness, that is in the law, having become blameless. But what might have been a gain to me, I have counted as loss because of Messiah. What is more, I even count all to be lost because of the excellence of the knowledge of Messiah Yeshua, my Master, for whom I have suffered the loss of all, and count them as refuse in order to gain Messiah and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through belief in Messiah, the righteousness which is from Elohim on the basis of belief, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if somehow I might attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already received or already been perfected, but I press on to lay hold of that for which Messiah Yeshua has also laid hold of me. Brothers, I do not count myself to have laid hold of it yet, but only this, forgetting what is behind and reaching out for what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of Elohim in Messiah Yeshua. As many, then, as are perfect should have this mind. And if you think differently in any respect, Elohim shall also reveal this to you. But to what we have already attained, walk by the same rule, be of the same mind, become joint imitators of me, brothers, and look at those who so walk, as you have us for a pattern. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now say to you, even weeping, walk as enemies of the stake of Messiah. Their end is destruction, their mighty one is their stomach, and their esteem is in their shame. They mind the earthly, for our citizenship is in the heavens, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Master Yeshua, Messiah, who shall change our lowly body to be conformed to his esteemed body, according to the working by which he is able even to bring all under his control. Chapter 4. So then, my brothers, beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Master, beloved. I appeal to Euodia, and I appeal to Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Master. And I also ask you, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the good news, with Clemes also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in Yahuwah always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Master is near. Do not worry at all, but in every matter, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to Elohim. And the peace of Elohim, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds through Messiah Yahshua. For the rest, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is righteous, whatever is clean, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good report, if there is any uprightness and if there is any praise, think on these. And what you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, practice these, and the Elohim of peace shall be with you. And I rejoiced in Yahuwah greatly that now at last your concern for me has revived again, though you were concerned but had no chance. Not that I speak concerning need, for I have learned to be content in whatever state I am. I know what it is to be humbled, and I know what it is to have in excess. In any and every situation I have learned both to be filled and to be hungry, both to have in excess and to be in need. I have strength to do all through Messiah who empowers me. Yet you did well in sharing in my pressure. And you know too, Philippians, that in the beginning of the good news, when I went out from Macedonia, no assembly shared with me concerning giving and receiving except you only, because even in Thessalonica, you sent to my need once and twice. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that is multiplying to your account. Indeed, I have all and more than enough. I have been filled, having received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a sweet-smelling fragrance, an acceptable offering, well-pleasing to Elohim. And my Elohim shall fill all your need, according to his riches in esteem by Messiah Yahshua. And to our Elohim and Father be esteem forever and ever. Amen. Greet every set-apart one in Messiah Yahshua. The brothers with me greet you. All the set-apart ones greet you. All the set-apart ones greet you. But most of all, those of Caesar's household. The favor of our Master Yahshua Messiah be with you all. Amen.